Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious brothers and sisters. We are continuing the significant topics of reaching the people that don't have churches among them. They call them the unreached people groups. Why this is important? This is very important because the gospel easily spread but does not easily jump. So the gospel, Christianity, often is spread within a community where relevant churches do exist but does not normally jump cross cultural boundaries between peoples, especially if there are barriers created by hate or prejudice. So extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. All right, so while Christianity is spreading fast in America, there are a huge number of people still unreached, still never heard answers to their questions about the Christian faith. I mean, Muslims, Hindu, Buddhist, unreached people groups. All right. So we are talking about what the Apostle Paul said. My ambition has always been to preach the good news where the name of Christ has never been heard, rather than where a church has already been started by someone else, Romans 15. So our goal is to evangelize those people groups that don't have disciples of Jesus among them. And we talked a lot about very important information in the past programs. You can access them through our website, GladNewsMinistry.com. I want to move to a different issue that relates to our topic, but also discusses other important issues that God wants you to be aware of. I want to end this topic by saying there are places in the world today that are totally dark spiritually. The light of the gospel has never shone even once, never. We need to penetrate these places with the light of the gospel. The tragic reality is the vast resources of the global church have not been invested in these places. You know, most of the resources God gave to the Christian leaders in America today are invested on places where the church already exists and growing, like America. But very little resources are invested to penetrate the unreached people groups who do not have churches among them, indigenous churches. And of course, we know to whom much has been given, from them much is required. So what is needed is a new group of men and women and the pastors and the Christian leaders who will decide to get involved in reaching these places, these people who need answers to their questions, like Muslims. Okay, we need to ask, who hasn't heard? Where do they live? How can I help? We in this generation can use our lives, allow God to use our lives, to extend the church to where the church does not exist. We must press forward. All right, now I want to move into another issue. We notice that in the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Jesus had a deep conviction of a special mission to the Jewish people. Jesus' personal ministry focused, yes, on the Jews. Jesus instructed his disciples on their first preaching mission to focus on the people of Israel, God's lost sheep. We know that from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, and Luke, chapter 10, I believe. They must concentrate upon the Jewish cities first, Jesus' disciples, because if they don't repent quickly, they will face judgment. There is a reason for that. The need was more urgent for Israel than for the Gentile nations, where the time of judgment would come later. That's how I see it. God desires to make the Hebrew people allied to the nations. I understand. The Jews should be most receptive to Jesus' message because they know the Old Testament and were expecting the Messiah. Okay, notice in the same context in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, Jesus predicted that the preaching ministry of the disciples would be extended to the Gentiles. Please pay attention to that. And I am reading Matthew 10, verse 18. You will stand the trial before governors and kings because you are my followers, but this will be your opportunity to tell the rulers and Gentiles about me. Also, the Apostle Paul later said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. So from the beginning, the Gentiles, the non-Jews, were in God's mind and the eternal plans. Okay, Jesus and the Gentiles. We know from the gospel that Jesus profoundly cared for non-Jewish people. This is important. Jesus told the Jews, many in Israel has leprosy in the time of the prophet Elijah, but the only one healed was Naaman a Syrian. Wow! You can read that in the gospel according to Luke chapter 4, verse 27. Many in Israel has leprosy in the time of the prophet Elijah, but the only one healed was Naaman, a Syrian. Ooh. No more dramatic illustration could have been given that the grace of God was not limited to the people of Israel and that the Gentile often displayed greater faith than those who were considered children of the kingdom. This is very important for many of us to realize. Remember, Naaman the Syrian was not only a Gentile, but a military leader, captain of the Syrian army, which at the very time was at war with Israel and had almost eradicated Israel. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 to 14. So you can apply all that, because sometimes we think God wanna kill all the Palestinian people and doesn't care about the Gentiles, the Palestinians. You know, actually, I found two verses, even in the Old Testament, that God said, share the land. You can look at these two verses. Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 21 to 23. And the Leviticus, chapter 19, verses 33 and 34. God wants the Jews and the Palestinians and the Arabs to share the land and to live in peace and to love each other. God wants them to be reconciled to each other and to Him through repentance. Both need to repent and believe in Jesus. God does not want anything else but that. Okay. Now, remember, of course, I will share with you now, most of the Jews who heard Jesus said that. In Luke chapter 4, verse 27, most of the Jews felt Jesus is insulting their nation. Called in question their privileged status as God's chosen people. The vision of a universal kingdom was an essential, integral to the plan of Jesus from the very beginning of his ministry. My brothers and sisters, even in the Old Testament, I shared with you one verse, and I can share with you many, including Genesis, when God told Abraham, I will bless you, and through you, all the nations, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Okay? Jesus told his Jewish audience, certainly there were many needy widows in Israel. In Elijah's time, when the heavens were closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine devastated the land. You can read that in Luke chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. Jesus continued, yet Elijah was not sent to any of them. He was sent instead to a foreigner, a widow in the land of Sidon. You want me to read it to you again? Certainly, there were many needy widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the heavens were closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine devastated the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them. He was sent instead to a foreigner, a widow in the land of Sidon. Jesus' hearers knew the rest of the story told in 1 Kings chapter 17. Received into a Gentile home, Elijah performed the miracle of replenishing the flour and the oil of the widow who is a foreigner, not a Jew. Then later restored the widow's son to life, not a Jewish widow, but a Gentile. Jesus was not surprised that most of his people did not receive his message. My friend, my brothers and sisters, God loves the Arabs, the Palestinians, the Asians, the Black, the Chinese, the Spanish. God loves every living person as much as he loves the Jewish people. This is ABC gospel. God so loved the world, and Jesus died for every person in the world. Let me continue, my friend. Jesus' concern for Gentiles clearly obvious throughout the New Testament. We know from the gospel that Jesus was profoundly concerned for non-Jewish people. On many occasions, Jesus modeled, expressed God's heart for all people by deliberate outreach to Gentiles. whom most Jewish people despised. I repeat, despised. And actually, many of the Israelis despise Palestinians and Arabs today. It's a fact. Many Americans despise Arabs and Palestinians today. And vice versa, the opposite is true. Many Arabs and Palestinians hate Israelis today. But this is not God's will. God's will that people will love each other, live in peace, and realize that they are equally appreciated and valued in God's eyes, and that they are equally loved according to God's heart. Okay, contact with Gentiles. We read in Luke 17, verses 12 to 19, among 10 lepers Jesus healed, one was a Samaritan. And Jesus commented upon the fact that only the foreigner returned to thank him. In Luke chapter 17, verses 12 to 19, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God!" He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." Wow. Your faith has healed you. We also read Jesus rewarded a Canaanite woman's faith by healing her daughter. By healing her daughter, Jesus' disciples wanted to send her away with her request unanswered. Now, I want to mention to you this story, but first let me mention to you before I forget the Roman officer we read about in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 8. Pleaded with Jesus, "Lord, my servant lies in bed, paralyzed and in terrible pain." Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." Wow. But the officer said, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are and my servant will be healed. I know this because I have authority over my soldiers. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he said to those following him, "Truly, I tell you." Pay attention, please, my brothers and sisters. "I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith." Wow. You have not found anyone in all Israel with such a great faith? Then Jesus said, "Many foreigners," I am paraphrasing it, "like this Roman officer shall come from the east and the west and join Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God. But many of those who thought they were sons of the kingdom, chosen people of Israel, between parentheses, will not be with God enjoying his presence." Wow. Wow. Jesus commanded the faith of the Gentile military leader. And now maybe I should tell you about, I don't know if I'm going to run out of time, but quickly, Jesus rewarded a Canaanite woman's faith. We read this story in Matthew chapter 15. Jesus' disciples wanted to send her away with her request unanswered. But Jesus rewarded her by healing her daughter. Jesus had compassion on her and ministered to this Gentile woman. and praised her faith in the presence of his disciples and the Jewish onlookers. Jesus told her, "Woman, you have great faith." Initially, yes, of course, Jesus told her, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." Yes, Matthew 15, verse 24, Jesus came as their Messiah. Jesus said these words as a fulfillment of prophecy, because a setting of priorities and a test of the woman's faith. When Jesus said, "It is not right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs," Jesus used the term dogs that was a standard word Jews reserved for Gentiles, especially those Gentiles who tried to intrude upon Jewish religious privacy and the privileges. The Canaanite woman must have seen something in Jesus' eye and tone of voice that made her realize the truth about Jesus, that he is filled with love and compassion toward her. And he wants to do the miracle of healing in her life. To be continued, next program.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, "God Loves You, My Muslim Friend." Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on "God Loves You, My Muslim Friend."
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. We are out of time for today, but I want to mention, I would love to speak at your fellowship to further motivate the believers to love their neighbors, of course, and their enemies, and to love those people that are different than them, and to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. You can reach me at 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam, my brothers and sisters.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.